Diamondbacks taking on the Braves. The home debut of J.D. Martinez. One guy thrilled to have him in the lineup, Zach Greinke. But Greinke, he can swing it too.
Line fair. Inside the bag at third. That will get the game's first run in. Descalso will score. Mathis to third. He'll run into a stop sign there. And standing at second with a rocket double is Zach Greinke. It's 1-0 Diamondbacks. The 0-1. Roped to left over a leaping Freeman. Base hit. That one will make the corner. It scores Mathis. It scores Greinke. Pollock to second. And the Diamondbacks lead it 3-0. Hit in the air and hit well to right over the head of Markakis. Going back to the track. Leaps in the air. It's beyond his reach up against the fence. Pollock is in to score. Heading to third is Lamb. He'll hold there on the double to right for Goldschmidt. And it's 5-2. Lamb at third. Goldschmidt at second. And this one is killed. Center field deep. Back toward the wall. That ball is gone. J.D. Martinez. Prodigious blast. Three-run home run. And the Diamondbacks have broken it wide open here at Chase Field. It's 8-2. Spinner, strike three called, came back over the inside corner, freezing Flowers. And a 3-2 pitch is swung out and missed. Strikeout number six ends the Braves seven.
Diamondbacks cruise to the 10-2 win. Zach Greinke is now 10-0 at home this season. After eight innings of two-run ball, his 10 home victories is at least two more than any other pitcher in the major leagues. The Braves fell behind early and had no answers to combat Zach Greinke, who turned in eight solid innings of two-run ball as the Braves fell to the Diamondbacks in lopsided fashion 10-2. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
I mean, it just... almost, you know, just in the beginning, it just kind of seemed it wasn't as crisp as it had been before, that he was kind of, as I said, you know, forcing it, or it just wasn't happening tonight. It's one of them games. He'd been really, really good for a long time, and tonight just that wasn't happening.
You saw the depth of that lineup, especially against the relievers with Pollock and J.D. Martinez.
I mean, that's a really good team. It's just when we played him the last time. Just the athleticism and the young guys, and it's a good, you know, it's nice to see why they're where they're at, how they're doing what they're doing, because they're a good ball club.
Have a nice to see Sean Rodriguez really laying the one.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah,
got it down 4-2
right there too. You know, I mean, we're right there in that game, and then we had a late kind of the four run, what, seventh, whatever, kind of took the wind out of ourselves a little bit, or sixth, or whatever it was. But, you know, that cut the lead and put us right kind of there.
About for Freeman's long double there, I guess you know the ground rules, but at the same time,
there's so much going on out there with all the contraptions and the lines and everything that you can look at it, but I'm not sure what I'm seeing. Yeah. So I just think that's worth a look. And probably everybody does here with all the this side, that side of the yellow line and all that kind of junk. So... I mean, it went a long way, and I said if he wouldn't have hit it so hard, he'd probably been a homer.
Yeah. Even after they explained it, did you just still understand it?
What I saw on the thing, it looks just like it hit the yellow line and came back.
Yeah.
And it's got to be on the other side of the yellow line. So, I mean, it's, you know, if it had hit, like I say, down lower, it'd been a homer. So,
2 inches to the side.
You know, or 2 inches to the side, it'd been a homer. And, but that's just kind of. It's weird out there.
Yeah. And with Greinke, you never allowed a margin for error. No.
He mixes it up. He changes speeds. He keeps the ball down. I mean, he's just hard to get a hold of. And by evidence, by his numbers and the year he's having. And so that was why, you know, Sean hit the homer. We cut it to 4-2. All of a sudden, we're all right. You know, it's doable again. And then they get the extra runs, and it's kind of. He's tough. He's tough. He's hard to get a hold of, like I say. But you know, like their chances at 4-2, right there, big pinch hit homer, because you never know. I mean, the game's different. You can keep it close. We just weren't able to do that.
For him to be 11-0 with the ERA at this ballpark.
Yeah,
it's a hitter's park.
It's a hitter's park, right? The guy's, you know, he's been good for a long time.
Yeah.
Nice.
The Braves look to bounce back on Tuesday behind Mike Fultonevich. He'll be opposed by Taijuan Walker.